Last week, dozens of filmmakers from across the globe were in town for the 26th annual Aspen Shorts Fest. President Trump has been proposing cuts to the National Endowment for the Arts, which this Aspen Film Festival is funded by. That puts the future of the festival and international film exchange in a tight spot. Filmmaker Damien Unary is in Aspen to showcase his 40-minute short film, Kindle El Bar. It examines the targeting of female bodies in a fantastical setting not so far off from reality.
The film is a kind of metamorphosis, like a mosaic, so it's not very polite. And I think in the current days and time of the world, the film can be like that.
When it comes to film, the French-Algerian filmmaker sees a universality with societal politics that transcends borders.
For me, cinema is universal, so in my film I have to be the most specific as possible with my culture and my feelings and story, and I think US audience can feel it.
Say it again, A-L-D.
Kathleen McGinnis is the new director of programming for Aspen Shorts Fest. With filmmakers from 31 countries participating this year, she says hosting these international conversations is essential right now.
Funding for arts is being questioned all around the world.
Throughout the United States, cultural organizations are awaiting a decision from the Trump administration that would cut, defund, or eliminate the National Endowments for the Arts and Humanities. John Thu, Aspen Film's executive director, says his nonprofit has been receiving federal funds for the past 15 years, specifically for Shorts Fest.
100% of our NEA funding goes into Shorts Fest. We receive anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 a year. It's enabled us to not only maintain an affordable ticket price, but also make possible our school programs up and down the Roaring Fork Valley.
Thu says if Aspen Film loses that money, the financial burden would shift from the NEA to the community. That would result in locals paying more for tickets and memberships that would normally go to support the nonprofit. He calls the recent proposed cuts short-sighted.
If you look back in time, all that's really preserved are great works of art. We don't save business plans or anything along those lines. We save the great works of art. We build buildings called museums to house those works of art. And they provide inspirations and for us to think, oh, we don't need to fund this because right now we don't need it.
Wendell Whiting has been attending Shorts Fest regularly since he first moved to Aspen 2 decades ago. You might recognize him as the guy who hands out the audience award ballots when it comes time to vote.
I started doing that probably in the late 90s because it was becoming quite expensive to attend every single screening. Because it adds up if there's 10 or 11 and you're paying $15 a program.
Every year, Whiting has made it his mission to experience all of the programming Shorts Fest has to offer. He says it's important for people who haven't been exposed to cinema other than blockbusters to be able to attend this festival.
It definitely helps bridge the gap between people who may have come from an educational background that was pretty plain vanilla and to be exposed to these films, especially a lot of the international films. It's definitely eye-opening.
McGinnis, the festival's programming director, says the, quote, great cultural exchange of films, unquote, is vulnerable on a global scale.
The Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, the Netherlands, that's one group. Then you go to Germany and France, who are incredibly supportive, but they are in the midst of exactly the same issues that we are right now. It's a box of nuts thrown up in the air, and they haven't landed yet.
This year's festival brought forth conversations between moviegoers and filmmakers on how to preserve the future of cultural exchange in cinema, so that international filmmakers like Damien Unary and others can continue to have the chance to be put on the map. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.